in Pick of the World.
Opening fanfare was played by birch bark horns, or ragai, as they're called in Lithuania. Several listeners have written to ask for Lithuanian music, among them Stanley Dunn of Woodbridge and Cecily Travis in Glasgow. As we discovered in the programme Songs of the Grand Duchy, broadcast earlier this year, Lithuania too has its own rather idiosyncratic Christmas carols. There are a lot of pagan elements, and some rather Wagnerian references to the world tree with its golden apples and golden flowers. These are carols in the real medieval sense, round dances in which two groups circle one another and the men pick the girl of their choice. Apparently not much scope for equal opportunities in ancient Lithuania. A traditional Christmas carol from Lithuania, sung by a group of young musicians from Vilnius, recorded for Radio 3. South American music continues to fascinate many listeners, among them Valerie Corley of Stroud in Gloucestershire and Mr. C.R.C. Childs of Chichester, who asks for music from a programme we broadcast in 1988, In the Shadow of the Condor. Music played by the Peguchi Ensemble, five musicians from Ecuador, all of them Quechua Indians. Here's one of the pieces they played, Chimbaloma. It's about a girl who lives on a hill. In order to win a husband, she tries to make herself look more attractive by wrapping a shawl around her shoulders, and she tells her prospective suitor that, if they get married, she can help them live on only 5 pesetas a week. Chimbaloma, sung and played by the Pegucci Ensemble from Ecuador. We've had a lot of requests for Scottish Gaelic music. Winifred Stevenson of Lincoln would like to hear the walking songs sung by the women of the Hebrides as they sit at the working table. Walking, that's W-A-U-L-K-I-N-G, and it means pounding and thickening the cloth. Richard Williams writes from Leamington Spa to ask for Scottish bagpipe music, and J.P. Hudson of Upper Wolvercote in Oxford is full of enthusiasm for Gaelic folk song, having spent a weekend course learning Gaelic songs from Christine Primrose. Graham Bloss of Greenhithe in Kent is another fan of Christine Primrose, and Zoe James of Coventry wants to hear a song called Mouth Music, performed by the group Sisters Unlimited. Can we play it, she asks, for her nephew Ewan, who is three and loves the tune, as well as for her other nephews, Angus and Magnus, and her niece Millie. They'll all be spending New Year together, she says. So I hope you're all happy with this selection. Christine Primrose singing a walking song, followed by Sisters Unlimited, and then Callum Johnston of Barra playing a set of reels for the ladies after they've finished working.
Thank you.
Pipe Reels from the island of Barra. And before that, Christine Primrose with a walking song and Sisters Unlimited with mouth music, their version of a traditional song from the Hebrides that might be used to accompany the dancing if the fiddler or piper hadn't turned up. Lots of requests for the men's choral music of Georgia. Emma Bain of Oxford spent a summer walking holiday this year in the Caucasus. One of the guides was a Georgian who tried to give an impression of his native music. But, as she says, since there were no other Georgians around, he found it rather difficult. So for you, Emma Bain, and for Karen Holding of London and P.W. Richards of Pinner in Middlesex, here's the Rustavi Choir from Svanatsia in Georgia, singing the ancient hymn to the sun goddess. The Rustavi Choir from the mountains of Georgia singing the Hymn to the Sun Goddess in that concert given as part of the Radio 3 festival Spirit of the Earth. The opening concert of the festival was of temple musicians from Tamil Nadu in southern India singing in the Bhakti tradition. Joanna Page of London NW1 would particularly like to hear their performance of the raga that depicts the love of Radha and Krishna. As the graphically explicit poetry makes clear, their physical longing and final fulfillment is a metaphor for the union of the believer with God. As Joanna Page says, the love expressed and the beauty of the music are sublime. Here is that raga, sung and played by the Bhakti musicians. Thank you.
सो विपिनायते प्रिय सखी आवासो विपिनायते प्रिय सखी माला पिजालायते तापो निश्वसिते नाव दहन ज्वाला कलापायते सापित्वत्विरहेण हंदहरिणी रूपायते आगतम् कंदर्पोपियमायते विरसय शार्दूल विकृतितम् Krishna Tava virahe Keshava Tava virahe Keshava Radhika तव विरहे केशव तव विरहे केशव सरसमसृणमपि मलयजपङ्कम् सरसमसृणमपि मलयजपङ्कम् पश्यति विषमिव वपुषि सशङ्कम् श्वसित पवनम् अनुपमपरिणाम् श्वसित पवनम् अनुपमपरिणाम् मदन दहनमिव वहति सदा मदन दहनमिव वहति सदा दिशि दिशि किरति सजल कणजालम् दिशि दिशि किरति सजल कणजालम् नयन जपति सकाम हरे Krishna, Radhika Krishna, Radhika Krishna, Hare.
Applause from the audience in Birmingham for the Bhakti musicians who appeared in our Spirit of the Earth Festival in July last year. Requests for gamelan from the islands of Indonesia continue to pour in. David Archer of Slough is especially interested in the gamelan ensembles of Bali, with their array of metallophones, gongs and drums. He's struck by the fact that the musicians can play long and rhythmically complex pieces entirely from memory. Performances can go on for hours, and to get into the trance-like mood of this music, you have to listen to it for quite a while. So I'm sorry there's only time for a brutally short excerpt today. Here's part of the story of the Ramayana as played and mimed by Balinese musicians and dancers. It's the section that tells of the monkey general Hanuman in the forest. From Bali, we move eastwards across the Pacific to the secluded island of Rapa, 1,000 miles southeast of Tahiti in French Polynesia. In a program called The Breadfruit Tree, Pascal Nabemaya played some of the strange choral music he recorded on Rapa 2 years ago. This is Taumatamua. It tells the legend of how the island came into being, and it's requested by Brenda Hammersley of Leicester and Colin Shields of Bradford, who writes of the absolutely spine-tingling changes in pitch, gliding up and down through several octaves in a second or two. Tau Matamua, sung by the South Sea Islanders of Rapa in Tahiti, a piece which Pascal Nabemayer, who recorded it, described as like a plane hitting an air pocket. Ian Lamont of Banstead in Surrey and Tony Evers of Birmingham, you'd both like to hear traditional Japanese music from the programmes presented by David Hughes as part of our Radio 3 Japanese season 2 years ago. Here's the final song of his series, a hyperactive little number from Okinawa. And as a Japanese proverb has it, you're a fool if you dance, but you're a fool if you just stand and watch. So you might as well dance. Toshindoi, a song from Okinawa. Marie Booker of Corsham in Wiltshire, always an interesting correspondent, writes to say how much she'd appreciate hearing once again some of the programmes of A.L. Lloyd. Well, we are planning to repeat A.L. Lloyd's programme The Lament at the end of March, so I hope that will be something to look forward to. Marie Booker would also like to hear music from Albania. 3 years ago, while staying in Corfu, she went over on a day trip to see the Roman town of Butrinti, and the bus stopped for a wedding party by the roadside, complete with musicians. The performance was so stunning, she wished she had a tape recorder with her. So, here for her, and for F.W. Wainwright of Liverpool, and John Morley of Grays in Essex, here's a piece from the mountains of northern Albania. Orchestra of Shiftelis and Fuels, strings and flutes, playing shepherd's music from northern Albania. A lot of listeners have written to request vocal music of Mongolia. Bridget Payton of Botley in Oxfordshire writes of their extraordinary singing with its strange high whistling sound above the lower voice. Here's an example of music from the border area of Mongolia and Tuva that shows several of the techniques. Kagira, or low throat singing, Sigit, or high overtone and falsetto singing, and Humi, in which a man can sing a low drone and, simultaneously, a melody in high overtones, a feat practiced during the long journeys on camel or horseback.
Olur efendim bunu iddia.
That was the folk singer Gennady Tumat, giving us a taste of the traditional singing styles of Tuva on the border with Mongolia. Just as haunting, in its very different way, is the singing of the Lebanese nun, Sister Marie Kérouz. Gunnar Bickerstaff of Totten, near Nottingham, recalls the series Gods and Demons, in which Marie Kérouz sang a plain chant from the Easter ceremonies of the Byzantine Melkite rite. Here she sings in Arabic the ninth ode of the canon from the Office of Easter Sunday. The angel called to Mary, full of grace, Virgin most pure, I say unto you, rejoice, your son has risen from the grave.
Yeah.